CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Republican Senator Ted Cruz is sharply criticizing the head of the Federal Communications Commission for urging ABC to crack down on the now suspended late-night host Jimmy Kimmel, comparing it to a mafia shakedown. Correspondent Natalie Brand says it follows Kimmel's comments slamming the way he felt some conservatives were exploiting the death of political activist Charlie Kirk.
The remarks angered FCC head Brendan Carr, who told CNBC on Thursday he'll continue to hold broadcasters accountable to the public interest.
We are in the midst of a massive shift in dynamics in the media ecosystem for lots of reasons. Again, including the permission structure that President Trump's election has provided.
Speaking to reporters on his way back from the UK, President Trump even suggested revoking broadcast licenses for networks that cover him negatively.
Police in Sacramento, California said shots were fired into the building where the local ABC TV station is located. Police spokesman Anthony Gamble.
It should never be accepted that somebody's going to drive by any type of business, let alone a media partner, and shoot at the building.
It was unknown if the shooting is connected to the Kimmel controversy. 100,000 people are expected at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, Sunday for a memorial service honoring Charlie Kirk.
President Trump, Vice President Vance, and other VIPs will be there, prompting several federal law enforcement agencies to issue a new warning. In an assessment obtained by CBS News, law enforcement said they are tracking several threats against those planning to attend the memorial, but emphasized there is no information suggesting a verified or credible plot.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. The newly appointed CDC vaccine recommendation panel finished up 2 days of meetings, leaving use of the COVID-19 vaccine up to individuals to decide for themselves. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder explains how that will work.
The major change is that your healthcare provider may not recommend the COVID vaccine to you, but if you ask for it and have a conversation with your healthcare provider, in all likelihood, you will be able to get it. And pharmacists at retail pharmacies do count as a healthcare provider, so it does not have to be your regular primary care provider or pediatrician.
Protesters tried to block vehicles outside a federal immigration enforcement building outside Chicago Friday. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports.
Demonstrators began their all-day protest at 5 in the morning and attempted to block a dark van from leaving the ICE facility in Broadview. A couple of protesters were dragged out of the way. Video also shows agents in tactical gear and masks tackling a demonstrator.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-550-8841. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-550-8841. That's 800-550-8841. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
A group run on donations is helping people feed their pets.
The Pet Project for Pets began 23 years ago in South Florida to help AIDS victims care for their pets. Now it distributes 7,000 pounds of food a month to all pet owners in need.
I feel like every day, you know, I got a purpose to go out and help somebody else.
Sylvia Druitt is a volunteer with the organization.
The people barely have food for themselves, and they prefer to feed an animal before they feed themselves.
Executive Director Sue Martino says with inflation a factor, the need is greater than ever.
The shelters are overcrowded. Animals are being euthanized because there's no room.
Their goal is to keep pets in homes well-fed and cared for. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Gen Zers' credit scores dropped more than any other generation the past year, down 3 points to 676, largely because of student loan debt. Credit scoring company FICO says it's the largest decrease for any group since 2020. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight in the mid-60s. High tomorrow, mid-70s. Mostly cloudy, still some storms around, and a high in the mid-70s Sunday. Drier and pleasant weather into much of next week. It's 69 degrees right now.
things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
darkness bright. Only
to me, quite independent.
Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
She left the night before. empty cup tastes as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
I know. to be mine. You're gonna say you love me too.
Calling out around the world, are you ready for?
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart. Just wait and see. People
come on this loop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town we did roam, drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Trump administration's immigration enforcement operation around Chicago is generating pushback. ICE agents clashed with protesters there Friday.
It was the fourth demonstration in as many weeks outside the Broadview ICE facility to protest President Trump's immigration crackdown. Evanston Mayor Daniel Biss, who's running for Congress, was part of the protest.
Not only did they come with weapons and violent show of force and drive a van into us, but then they tear gassed us. And I have to tell you, it was terrifying. It was impossible to breathe.
Another Illinois congressional candidate, Kat Abugazale, was thrown to the ground by an ICE agent. ICE says it has rounded up 400 people since Operation Midway Blitz began 2 weeks ago. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Criticism over the FCC chairman's role in ABC suspending late-night host Jimmy Kimmel is coming from a prominent Trump supporter. Correspondent Nancy Cordes reports.
The suspension came just hours after Trump's FCC chair, Brendan